Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want
it. Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. Hello to all the listeners in Canada, Japan, Korea, the United States. We love you out there. Thank you for joining us. You know, it is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. And this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants that can get you to your goal in education, workshops, training, and most of all, empowering our youth out there. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming on with us this evening. We're going to talk about preparedness, okay? So get your pads and pencils out. You know she has some good information for you. But before we get going, you know, it's always hope in helping. And as we work for the greater good, we build happiness for ourselves and others. The more we do for other people, the more the path of our own happiness will open up. In realizing this, we discover a sense of gratitude in being able to help them. And that is from one of my favorite mentors. That is a quote from Mr. Daisaku Ikeda. Look him up. He has some good stuff to tell you out there. Great, great, great philosopher. So remember, hope and help. Light a candle for others, and your path becomes brighter and lighter. We're going to bring you on in. You know, think about this while you're out there doing what you're doing. Keep in mind, always remember self first. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mitchell.
Thank you.
just how I feel.
It's my life.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my life.
Cause what I'm doing, I'm doing for you.
Now,
don't get me wrong, I'm really not stupid. Ego chase is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong.
Yeah, we have to keep that in mind. You know, it is your prerogative, my prerogative, their prerogative. But, you know, no matter how it comes to you or what they say, you know, be appreciative and be grateful for it, because they're bringing you a gift and a lesson, okay, no matter how they bring it. You know, your gift could be a rusty can of worms, or it could be a golden jewel box with a beautiful gift. Like we have Miss Tiffany with an eye with us this evening. I see it. I change it and I complete it. Now she is our jewel. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. How are you? And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for that introduction. You know, I never know what you're going to say, so I'm always shocked, surprised, and amazed. Thank you so much for that.
You're quite welcome. We're so glad that you know. We know it's that time. It's crunch time out there. People are moving around and about, and I know that you have some information for us, you know, about this planetarian movement. We need a report. There's a lot of stuff happening out here. Tell us what we can look forward to. Tomorrow is a big day also. So give us a
right.
little briefing on it real quick.
So today being the 24th, tomorrow's the 25th, we have a new moon. And then we also have the eclipse, and those are major. Eclipses are very major for changes and things that come, you know, up in your life. Like, we're examining everything. We're trying to really figure out exactly what really works, where we want to spend our time, our finances, our resource. You know, we're really trying to figure that out right now, and that's a major thing, because I think for a lot of people, pre-COVID, everyone was into, you know, work. I have to do this in order to maintain my family. After COVID, everybody's like, you're right, it is their prerogative. It's everyone's prerogative to do what they want to do. And some people are not returning to a 9-to-5, and or they're choosing to work from home at, you know, from 9-to-5 instead of, you know, going to a brick and mortar. So it's really very interesting out there because people are making up their mind what they want to do. And I think the energies have supported that for the past 2 years. So then when the eclipse comes, it's going to bring some, you know, deeper emotional moments. So get ready for that. And as it moves and everything transits, we're just going to have so much activity, and I'll probably give you more information on that on Friday because I just got something else that came my way that I haven't really researched and looked at, but I will talk about it on Friday. So that's what I can tell you, that tomorrow is a very big day in terms of the planets and the energy. So energetically, just, you know, go with the flow. And just know what's going on. And, you know, if you get a little emotional, it's because our souls are going to be going into identifying what we really want and what's really what our journey is supposed to be. So a lot of people are going to do a lot of introspection because Scorpio does that. It'll bring deep, deep introspection into what it is you really want to do, what your purpose is, all that. So, and I don't want to bring up too many things because I know we talk about a lot of the activities, but tomorrow being a major day, I just want to kind of like highlight that. And then on Friday, I'll talk about some other things that have come that I know about, but that's about it on that report.
Well, you know, we appreciate that because it's always great when you know what's happening, what's moving out there with you. And I noticed that even though we're not experts here, we do our homework and we want our listeners to do their homework. There's a lot of people out there doing homework because they're realizing this interconnection here. And, you know, it's all about caring and sharing and letting you know what's out there in that universe. And I will always say those stars are not just out there glistening, okay? There's a reason. There's everything going on up around you. You must be aware. You must observe. And more so start with you, observing your feelings. As Tiffany, you just mentioned, it's going to be real emotional. So we're going to be digging deep, deep, deep underground. And when things happen like that, I try to get up and get my exercises out the way, balance up my mind, have my coffee, tea, or whatever, maybe sit down and read an article and just really, really get into me the beginning of the day so that I can settle in and get ready for this emotional ride because it's going to come, you know. So we're just sharing it with you to let you know when you start feeling all crazy and crying for nothing or thinking about the this and the bad and the wind, that's out there because things are moving in the universe. And just be aware of it if you can. Google anything, pick up a book, you know, find out as much as you can find out about you because we're all connected here. And I'm so glad that, you know, you're sharing this with us. I mean, it's already happening. I don't even like to talk about this, but there was another shooting in St. Louis with those babies. You know, I don't like anyone messing with those babies. I don't like anyone messing with anybody, but don't mess with the babies. And I don't think it was a big one, but it was still happening, okay? And anyone that would go and deal with young minds and defenseless people is nothing but a yellow-toned coward, okay? And we don't fare with cowards too well. We know that there's a lot of mental things going out there, but a coward is a coward. And, you know, a sword is useless in the hands of a coward. And when I encounter cowards, I tell them to put that sword down before you cut yourself because you don't even know what you're in to hold it on, you know? So it just saddens me. That just lets us know that we have a lot of work out here to do. And also listening with our young adults, you know, the math scores are dropping down. Well, of course, because most of them was at home shut in, and I know when their mama told them to do that homework, I could just imagine how much they did, okay? So We're pulling it up in that area. And I have something here about the voting. You know, it's that time. So how you coming? Have you mailed yours in? Are you going to take yours in? Are you still researching before you check that box? What's happening? It's time to vote, y'all. We have to get out there and do it. It's the people that make the change. Your vote is your voice, okay? Scream it as loud as you can. So what do you have, some information on that? What's happening here?
Well, I myself are probably going to walk it in so that I know that, you know, everybody has me on record the proper way, because last time I voted, I wasn't properly, they didn't, you know, I wasn't in the records the way that I should have been. So I'm just going to go in and make sure that everybody has all the information so that I am recorded properly. And that, you know, which is okay. It was fine because the place that I went to go vote was in walking distance. It wasn't far from where I was, and I was able to make those changes. And that's why I personally go in and vote, because I don't know sometimes if they have the right information. So in order for me to know, is go personally there, vote, and look at everybody, write down the information or do whatever they have to do or log it in or whatever. So for me personally, I will be going out, and I still have my little research to do over here. But it's just, it's very difficult. You know, even if you have a PhD in science or literature or any PhD, it is hard to decipher what these initiatives truly, truly mean, because the language is, you know, it's not what you think possibly that it may be. It may be written like it's simple, but it's not, because there's something else that is behind it that means something else. And you might think you're voting for one thing, but you're voting for something else. So initiatives are very hard, but again, do your research and, you know, guided by your own research and intuition, vote the way that you need to vote. Because, you know, we over here, we don't tell you how to vote. We just say, do your research, as we always do. But I've you know, it's very interesting, because I think the culture of people are awakening to the fact that they do have a voice. They're awakening to the fact that some changes need to be made. And you need to make your representatives accountable for the money that you pay them as a taxpayer. So the money that you pay for your legislator to do their job, they should be doing their job. And you can call the office if you want to and leave messages all day long if you wanted to. That's their job to take those messages. If you want to call every day, that's their job. If you wanted to show up and make an appointment for them to talk to you, that's their job. So there are just so many options. But I don't think that everybody knows what they can do, or you might be caught up in work life and family life that it might be a little bit harder. So, you know, in that case, you might, you know, do your research and figure out things. But, you know, you can't – it's just like normal people showing up for work, you know. People hold you accountable to do what you said that you were going to do when you got hired, right? There's no difference. There's no difference there. And we hired you in. We voted you in, so we hired you to do a job on behalf of the people in the community. And that's what you should be doing. And anybody that's supposed to be doing that for the people, you know, if you get out there and go to some of these events that they're offering and you meet some of the people, you know, and I suggest strongly going to an event to meet the representative that you're going to vote for, then you can kind of get a feel for if that person's going to represent you or not. Because you most times you can feel if somebody's going to do what they say they're going to do or whatever, or just talk to them, or just be with a group of people who have more information or can share and exchange information after you do your research. I think that's very vital. I mean, I have been invited to many, but I don't go to everything because I'm very selective where I go. But I just suggest that, you know, and you've said it too, go to these events. you know, check out the representative. Go online, do your research. You know, maybe join an organization that really does support people in politics, but the people who are really going to show up for the people. So those things that you can do, and they're, you know, and with the voting, you know, we should get, we should start to get people in there that we the people want. And we're going to start seeing that this year and the years to come, because people really are awakening, and I think that's the wonderful thing about humanity. We have the power to change what we don't like.
That's true.
We have the power. That's it's amazing, right?
It is.
We
right
have the power
have
to change.
You have to know what you don't like and know what you want. And back again, if you don't stand for anything, if you don't stand for nothing, as they say in the South, you'll fall for anything, okay? So start standing up like those redwood trees. And as Tiffany said, you know, you have options out there. You can call the persons that you put in office. You can visit. And I'm going to say one other thing. You can command and demand, okay, because that is what they're there for. You're supposed to be for the people, not be for the people. And I agree with you on things are changing. There's a different type of interest out there. There's a lot of events that are going on. They will go on more, you know, a lot of, I was reading something about, I think from one district, you know, they're kind of curving back on, you know, people are putting stuff out on Facebook and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I say they're reminders so that we can keep persons' brains balanced. And but like you say, find a group that's about political action, a group that's about training individuals, you know, to really get in there. It's a hard job. You and I both have been on those ballots. It's a fun job, but it's a hard job, you know.
Right.
So I give them that every now and then. But, you know, I like to be on the front line sometime. And then I like to be on the backside, you know, because you know what's happening out there on Front Street. So with that knowledge, you can be of good help, you know, being behind the scenes. You don't have to show our lipstick all the time. You know,
right.
But if you know which way to direct and you know what's happening out there, and as you say, get a feel for them, you know, see how you gel and stuff. And with the propaganda and everything that's going back and forth, the yes, the no, yes, the initiatives are very confusing. They're designed to confuse you. So trust your intuition. Trust your gut and put someone there that will understand you, okay? Don't listen to your neighbor. You don't even know if their glasses are clean enough. They might need to clean their lenses, okay? You don't know where they are. We all been going through all of this stuff, ups and downs. You have to rely on you and deal with you. But when you rely on you and you understand you, you know what you want. Then you can go in and you can call, visit, and demand. I didn't say big. I didn't say that. I say demand, okay? Because it's really all about the people. And as we say, people make the world go round. It is all about the people. And we're trying to let the people know it is really all about you. It's not all about them. It's you. It's all about the people. And your vote is your voice. So for those of you who are shy, don't want to talk, don't know what to say, you can take that pen and punch that hole. I know you can do that, and you don't have to open your mouth. And you don't have to share with anyone where you're going with it. It's none of their business. It's between you and you, because you're the only person that know what you want out there. Hopefully, Thursday, I'm not sure. There's a lot of activities going on out there. I'll have Mr. Hans Johnson, the president of the East Area Progressive Democrats. He will come on. But I'd love him to come on around voting time, because he can break down those initiatives for you and sort of like, you know, he's not going to direct you. He's not here to tell you what to do. But hopefully he'll be able to come on and share with us. So keep an eye out there Thursday. And, of course, Stephanie will be with us tomorrow. And then Tiffany with the Nile be back on Friday so we can wrap the week up. You know, moving out of that, because we are moving around out there, and it is a holiday time. People are out there, they're shopping, they're looking for deals, no deals, whatever, Aunt Susie's present, whatever. But they're going to be traveling. You know, there's a lot of traveling going out there. And I know we mentioned about travel insurance and the importance of that. Can you share a little bit of that with us? Because, Tiffany, you know, you travel a lot, so you know the ins and outs. Why is it so important to have that insurance?
Well, yesterday I was on a broadcast. With one of my clients, and I did not know in length about it, but that's why I wanted to talk to her more about it to see. And travel insurance really is a great, great thing to have. And the reason why I say that is because if you get sick, you can call your insurance company, you know, the company that you have a policy with, and they will make sure that you get the information for a doctor nearby or whatever the circumstances are. Sometimes, you know, if it's a real medical emergency, they will take the initiative and they will help you get whatever you need. If your luggage is lost, if you have change, let's say you travel somewhere and you're sitting in the airport for more than 6 hours and your flight is delayed and now you've got to stay somewhere. So they take care of your travel accommodations, meaning the hotel stay. They can direct you in terms of what hotels you can go and, you know, that type of thing. And it's just a really wonderful thing to have because it's like, I don't, you know, American Express, they have a concierge and with a certain card. I forget which one it is. But you can call, and they make all your travel arrangements. They do everything for you. And this is very much like that. So you have different levels with different amounts of insurance that you want to purchase, and it's just a great tool because as you travel, and now, you know, let's say your flight gets delayed, and now you're responsible for looking up a whole bunch of hotels to go to. And that's very stressful when you're in the middle of being at the airport for hours, not knowing what's going on, trying to wait for, you know, the next flight out. It's not happening. It's a very frustrating situation. But that travel insurance, you know, you call that number and they can take some of that, you know, that headache away from you and help and really help you and assist you to get what you want. So I didn't know all that about travel insurance until yesterday. And it was just great. It was great to hear that. You know, but we have insurance for everything. You have insurance for your dog. You have insurance for your cat. You have insurance for your house. You have insurance for your apartment. You have insurance for any electronic device that you have. You know, you go purchase it from Best Buy. They're like, do you want our protection program? You know, so it's like insurance if this happens or your cell phone. So we are used to having different types of insurance, but this insurance, I will say, is one of the best, I think, so far that anyone has. In the cell phone too, that's pretty good too because I know a lot of people, you know, crack their phones or whatever, and they're really good. The insurance company that I've worked with, they're really good. You know, returning, you know, me sending the phone and then giving me a phone right away so I can use it. You know, have use quicker. So, you know, I'm a fan of it, and I just really didn't realize how beneficial it was. So I encourage anybody who's traveling to do that, especially during the holidays, because there's going to be a lot to go on. And even if you are that traveler who is, like, good at traveling, you know, you're the expert traveler, still have it, because you never know.
Yeah. Well, you don't have control over the situations out there, and it is a good thing to have, and I can vouch for that. My sister and brother-in-law, they cruise a lot. And she was out somewhere on that ship and got sick, and they sent that helicopter, that medicopter in there and lifted her own up out of there and got her to where she could get some quick medical help, okay? Of course, they have, you know, the medical, the doctors and stuff on board, but they had to send that chopper in there for her. and they airlifted her right to where she had to go. So I know the importance of it. And then you're right, insurance, we have insurance for everything, but I find that what we do is we forget to insure ourselves, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We get insurance for everything else, but we, and especially in speaking with persons, you know, a form of insurance is your final day insurance. You're traveling there, too. You're traveling from this world
right.
to the next world once you leave here. So, you know, you want to make sure that that is taken care of. Also, with Tiffany, with an eye, I see it. I strategize it. I change it. And I complete it. You know, we are so appreciative and grateful to have you come on and care and share with us. It is Mindful Monday. It's the beginning of the week. I've made my computer printout over here. I'm checking it off as I go. I suggest all others do the same thing because if you don't write it down and if you don't lay it on that canvas, you might forget about it. So put your blank canvases out. Jot down everything that you need to do, whatever comes to your mind. And more so, I will share with you another technique that works. Journal. Start writing. Write every night before you go to bed. Write. Talk about your day or talk about what you want tomorrow to be. Just write. It is so relaxing. It is so refreshing. You will find yourself, no matter what type of chaotic situation you might be involved in or you might encounter, you're a bit more relaxed than the ones that's creating it. Believe me, it works. And take it from me. Because I'm that in your face, do that dance girl, and I don't have problem having dialogue with you. But I'm finding that those things change too. You know, when you change, it changes. Not you can't change anything out there, but you can burn your work on yourself. And take it from me. When you see that growth and you see that other notch added on to that redwood tree, it makes you feel very, very good. So we're not gonna hold them up, and I'm not going to hold you, Tiffany, with an eye. I just appreciate you giving us that planetarium report, letting us know what we're in store for, and I will repeat regarding this voting situation and the persons that we put in the office, call them, visit them, demand and command them, okay? Be very careful with your voting out there because you want someone in those seats that understand you. And, you know, if they don't get the right people in those seats, Tiffany, with the eye, I guess we're going to have to put on our tennis shoes again and get back on that ballot. I'm with you when you're ready to go. Okay?
I will let the people know. If they know what they want, I'll be on the ballot. But just
okay.
saying.
Okay. Yeah.
The people have to know what they want for me to do. Because it, believe it or not, it takes a lot for us to get out there and do it.
Oh, yeah.
But I enjoy it, and I'm sure you enjoy it, too. It's a very rewarding experience, but it's a lot of work. And so, you know, we have to have some support more than, you know. We always have support, but you just have to have a lot of support when you are. Anyway,
well,
I will do it if, when the people know, but I'll know when they know.
Yeah, we'll think about it. We'll see what's happening out there. When the change comes or when it goes for the better, whichever way it goes, you know, I always say, and this is my philosophy, and you always say, you know, you want a democratic society. We all speak of democratic society. It's not about the party. It's about the people. So whoever is out there about those people and getting the job done, got my support, okay? I just don't claim one thing. I claim the people out here. And if it doesn't show up the way that it's supposed to show up, I'm getting ready to get my clipboard. And when I pull mine out, I'll pull yours out too. And we're going to get out there and do it. So I'm going to let you go, and we're going to tell the listeners to have a wonderful, wonderful Monday and stay mindful, stay woke, stay aware. You know, stay observant, but more so, we want you to stay kind out there. Tiffany, we love you, and thank you again. What would we do without our jewel? Please have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
All righty, I'll talk with you later. Have a wonderful one.
Thank you.
Like there's a song we're singing. don't you sing it?
Collaborate.
They want to
give, showing others how to live.